Well, it's always fun to be with you, Lenny, and Betty, and your family. So I guess this is where I say thank you for asking me to speak. But really, you are a big risk taker now, aren't you?
Really?
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, one thing. So there's this boy. He kind of stole my heart. He calls me Mom. I would like to introduce my husband, Greg, and my son, Hunter. So have you ever heard of the term when the child becomes the parent? This happened early on with Hunter and I. He was 6 in first grade. He'd gotten home from school, and I was eager to tell him of something I had planned for him. And after I told him, he just looked up at me with these big, sad eyes. And he said, "Oh, I am so overbooked." Well, that was a wake-up call for me. So, I guess every minute of every day does not need to be scheduled. Is that right, Hunter? So, how many of you parents have been through driver's ed with your children? Anyone out there? Yeah, all of a sudden, you discover you, the parent, are making infractions that before went completely unnoticed. One morning, I was driving Hunter to school, and after arriving, he informed me of how many turns I had taken without using my blinker. Yes, he counted each one, and it was an embarrassing high number. Then, without missing a beat, he hops out of the car and says, "I love you, Mom." And I say, "I love you too, honey." To this day, I'm acutely aware of using my blinker. Shoot, sometimes I even blink on curves. So thank you, Hunter, for challenging me to be a better driver and balance my time. You continue to bring real joy into my life. You are so loved. And you are the fulfillment of a promise. My first encounter with motherhood was with Dusty, Eric, and Jenny as their stepmom. They could not be with us today, but if they were, I would tell them they're each woven deeply in the fabric of my heart. And I'm so very grateful for them. I love you, Dusty, Eric, and Jenny, and I always will. So since it's Mother's Day, I have one quick story about my mom. I sewed quite a bit as a teenager, and one evening I cut out this fabric to make a dress, and I was in a hurry, I didn't read directions. And after cutting the pattern, I discovered that I had cut 2 layers, and it was supposed to be a single layer of cutting out this fabric. I had done it wrong. And I was incredibly upset with myself. Could not believe I didn't notice that. And now I have wasted this extra fabric. I was really annoyed. I told my mom and fully expected to hear this. "Slow down. That's why we read directions. This is why we don't assume, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." You know? But Mom didn't say those things. Instead, she said, "Honey, that was a mistake. And you know who are the only people that don't make mistakes? They are the people that don't do anything." Wow. Thanks, Mom. Well, now don't think I didn't give my parents plenty of things to talk to me about. And they did. But those are the words I remember the best. Mom gave me grace instead of a lecture. Yes, our words matter. Growing up was a time to always honor my mom and do something special for her. But little did I realize that not everybody enjoys Mother's Day. For 21 years, I sat through Mother's Day services, wondering, when would it be my turn to stand up and be counted with the other mothers? I got married right after I was 19, and always wanted to be a young mom. I planned to finish dental hygiene school and work for a couple of years and start a family. Well, I finished hygiene school, worked for many, many years, did not start a family. We'd been married for 13 years. Then one Saturday night, I found out I was going to be single. The very next day, our pastor came over right after morning service to talk with me. After we talked for a little bit, he said, asked me a question I had never been asked before. He said, "Jeanette, what are the desires of your heart?" Even though I never put this into words, it was very clear to me how to answer. I explained how I wanted a home where my children, their friends, and other kids would know they are welcome, they are loved, they are safe, a place where they could relax, or they could run in and out of the house and be noisy. I didn't care. Yet, in the midst of all that, it was a peaceful place. There would be a spirit of love there that would reflect our Heavenly Father's love. And I wanted my husband to be on board with all this. Oh yeah, this is the best part. And of course, there'd be a constant flow of chocolate chip cookies and ice cold milk. Hunter's saying, "Now what happened to that?" So what seemed to be the most hopeless day, God gave me a promise. In Psalms 37:4, it says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart." Psalms 22:21 says, "For he knows the secrets of the heart." And God knew of this secret long before it was ever spoken. As we continued to visit, my pastor really believed God was making a promise to me to give me the desires of my heart. I grabbed a hold of those words, and with stubborn faith, held on to it. Several years had passed, and I was keenly aware, my biological clock ticking. Satan tried his best to discourage me with fear and doubt, and I would just brush him away. I would go back to that promise God had given me. And I was not going to believe Satan's lies or let him steal my joy. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance." So fast forward, Greg and I got married. 20 months later, Hunter was born. It had been 10 years since God gave me that promise. And being his mom was better than I ever imagined. But God didn't stop there. He gave me a husband that has an amazing rapport with kids of all ages. We've enjoyed little kids to young adults in our home, and now grandchildren. Hunter, his friends, small groups, and Greg are all part of God's fulfillment of that promise. God always keeps his promises. So you guys, I know this sounds really simple, but it's really been huge in my life. It's been my life. My heart is so full of gratitude for what God has done. And now you all know why Hunter is the fulfillment of that promise. Today, I know some of you are celebrating Mother's Day. You are so full of joy and delighting in your children and feeling so blessed. Others of you may be in the waiting room, as I was. For some of you, Mother's Day is painful, for you're reminded of the child you lost, either by death or relationship. Some of you may be missing your own mother. I want you to know, whatever your story is, God cares and hurts when you hurt. He longs to heal your pain. As I was thinking about this, I want so desperately to give hope and let there be healing for the pain that is present. So I heard this prayer from Jean, our pastor's wife, and it spoke to me. So I'd like to pray this for all of us women. Let's pray. Dear God, we on this Mother's Day Sunday, we recognize there are many people we pray with and for. We pray for those who gave birth this year to a child, and we celebrate. We pray for those who lost a child this year, and we mourn. We pray for those who are in the trenches with little ones every day, how we appreciate them. We pray for those who experienced loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away. Lord, we mourn with them. We pray for those who have walked through the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointment. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this situation harder than it is. We pray for those who are foster moms, surrogate moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms. And we thank you, Lord, for them. We pray for those who have warm and close relationships with their children. And we pray for those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with their children. Lord, we grieve with those who lost their mothers this year. Bring them comfort. We pray for those who experience abuse at the hands of their own mothers. We acknowledge that experience and ask that you bring healing. We pray for those who have aborted children. We remember them on this day. We pray for those who are single and long to be married and mothering their own children. We mourn that life has not turned out the way they longed for it to be. We pray for those who step-parent, Lord. Walk with them on these complex paths. We pray for those who place children up for adoption. We commend them for their selflessness and remember how they hold that child in their hearts. We know you do too. And Lord, we pray for those who are pregnant with new life, both expectant and surprising. We truly anticipate with them. This Mother's Day, we know that mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we have real warriors in our midst. Lord, we thank you and praise you for walking with us in every situation. Amen. So one of the persons I prayed for in this prayer was the stepmom. That is a very unique role. I was surprised at the overwhelming sense of responsibility I felt for these three. I had some unreal expectations of myself, and Perhaps others may have also. Dusty was 13, Eric 11, Jenny 10. See, most of my adult life, I had worked with teens, and I especially loved junior hires. So, this is going to be fun. Well, we had some good days, and then we had some really good days, and then we had some not-so-good days. Yep. I felt very aware that Satan would like nothing more than to destroy our family. Remember John 10:10? He comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And he is especially fond of attacking those that are hurting. They are like low-hanging fruit to him. So I'm going to be really transparent about where I was in my spiritual walk during this time. I was of the mindset that God gave me a brain and my job was to use it. It seemed that many of the issues we dealt with were just needed common sense. That was my approach to just the everyday stuff, you know? Then there were those times that God gave me wisdom that I knew it wasn't for me. No doubt due to the prayers of those that are praying for us on a daily basis. Such a valuable gift from our parents. Often my concentrated prayers were saved for the difficult issues. Well, then I'm reminded of the passage in Isaiah 55:9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, Jeanette. So if I could have a do-over, I know I would be asking the Holy Spirit for guidance, even when it seems it's just common sense. Because what we don't know is what is no big deal to me may not be to thee. But thankfully, you know what? God didn't leave me stuck there. Today in my spiritual walk, I'm enjoying what I call the nudge. This is where I believe the Holy Spirit puts an idea in my head with conviction to do something about it. I went through a period of time when I wasn't sure it was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. I thought it was just this overactive brain going crazy and rapid firing. But in the meantime, I have learned to test and ask if this nudge is from God. Then there comes a second nudge to step out in faith, and you will see this is from the Lord. Yeah. I'm sorry, you guys, to drink all this. I think one of the hardest things in a family is where there is a broken relationship between immediate family members. This is what was the case with Jenny and I. We had been in a really good place. We talked all the time and texted each other, and then something happened. It was her junior year of college, and I can tell you the very day this break happened, but I could not tell you why. It was sudden, and I just didn't know what caused the problem. It was very painful, and communication was cut off. Actually, guys, it was really, really awful. Then Greg tried to fix us. Well, that didn't work. I didn't understand all the garbage that was happening. But what I did know is that our relationship was so strained, so distant, I have to confess, I had very little hope of it being anything but what it was. Remember John 10:10? The thief comes in order, only in order, to steal, kill, and destroy. You guys, he doesn't come to be nice. The thief had come, and he was miserable. So an acquaintance of mine was talking about this book she was reading and abruptly asked me, "Do you believe in prayer?" Shocked me. Well, yes, of course. "Then you need to read this book, The Circle Maker by Mark Batterson." So it was this book that inspired me to start praying for Jenny and myself. Each day, I circled her in prayer. My prayers were not eloquent as I started praying, but they were raw and they were honest. The Holy Spirit was kind, truthful, and gentle as I poured out my heart. After a bit, I told Greg about this book, and I told him about my prayers with Jenny and I, and he asked me, he said, "So what are you going to do if Jenny never comes around?" I just looked at him and sincerely answered, "I will keep praying." See, my prayers were not conditional on her responses or lack thereof. My prayers were in response to God's invitation to bring these matters specifically to him. During this time of prayer, I could see the walls that I had erected. I had determined not to reach out to Jen unless I felt the Holy Spirit giving me a distinct nudge. Then one day it came. "Send her a package." "Really, Lord?" "Yes, really." And it was specific on these random things to include. So I sent it. After a while, I got a text thanking me for each item. And it was just what she needed that day and that week. Our relationship began to cautiously mend. Then there were other opportunities to follow more nudges. The next thing I know, we were in the mending of what had been a 7-year heartache. Then the craziest thing happened. Jenny and Stella moved in with us. They lived with us for 18 plus months. And during that time, the walls kept crumbling down. New love and trust was born. And we even liked each other. Now we laugh at our differences and we honor the women we have become. A couple of years ago, Jenny gave me this plaque. She had made it for Mother's Day. And on one side, you can see there are these delicately carved in little design, "Happy Mother's Day." And on the other side, she burnt in some words of affirmations. Greg, honey, would you come up and read these for me? That's why I wouldn't tell him what was happening.
He is full of surprises.
Pagan.
On the other side it says, "Positive, fun, sincere, kind, uplifting, patient, encouraging, thoughtful, and selfless. Thank you for being you. I love you, Jenny."
Thank you. What you guys need to know, as you heard those words, is this is the direct result of the Holy Spirit in both of our lives. So now you know why. I love it when the Holy Spirit gives me nudges. I've gotten to the place where I look forward to each day, to waiting to see what nudge God is going to give me. I just lost my last page. In closing, Jenny and I, yeah, we're closing. Jenny and I want to give you this message of hope. No matter how deep the hurt, no matter how many misunderstandings, no matter how high the walls that are there to protect your heart, God can heal, restore, and make new. You can have and offer forgiveness and experience peace. Hey, remember that second part of John 10:10? I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. You can go to prayer and circle that person each day. And remember, don't do anything outside of the nudge God lays on your heart. Thanks for listening.